Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Pendengar, mungkin ada dari Anda yang sudah tahu mengenai Sungai Watch, organisasi nirlaba yang sudah hampir 6 tahun memasang penghalang di sungai-sungai di Bali untuk mencegah sampah plastik mengalir ke laut. Dan organisasi nirlaba ini sekaligus bekerja sama dengan komunitas lokal untuk mengubah cara pandang masyarakat terhadap sungai-sungai di Indonesia. Di kesempatan kali ini, saya sempat berbincang dengan salah satu pendiri, yaitu Gary Bencejib. Dari akhir Maret hingga akhir Mei 2026, Gary bersama saudara-saudaranya, Kelly dan Sam Bencejib, berlari dari Bali menuju Jakarta sejauh 1.200 km dalam aksi Run for Rivers untuk mengampanyekan darurat polusi plastik. Meski target awal mereka adalah bertemu Presiden Prabowo, pada 26 Mei lalu mereka diterima oleh Wakil Presiden Gibran Rakabuming di Istana Wapres untuk membahas perluasan gerakan bersih sungai ke Jawa Tengah dan Jawa Barat. Bencejib bersaudara ini, pendengar, adalah warga negara Prancis yang sudah menjadikan Bali rumah mereka. Saya sempat berbincang dengan Gary karena penasaran mengapa ia sebagai orang asing memilih untuk mendedikasikan hidupnya membersihkan dan menjaga sungai-sungai di Bali. Simak rangkuman saya mengenai perjalanan Gary Bencejib berikut.
My name is Gary Bencejib. I'm French, but I've been living in Bali now for the last 21 years and consider Bali my home. And I'm the co-founder of Sungai Watch. We are an NGO trying to change the perspective of how our rivers in Indonesia are being treated. You know, at Sungai Watch, I mentioned, you know, we're trying to change the perspective of how rivers are treated. Sungai means river in Indonesian. And so, you know, we're basically the River Watch. We started about 6 years ago understanding that we needed to stop the flow of plastics from going to the ocean because Bali was getting hit by plastic waves. And, you know, year after year, we've seen an increase and the amount of plastics washing up on Bali's beaches. And so it was just the natural next step, placing simple barriers to stop plastics from going to the ocean. So our main iconic work has been setting up these barriers, looking at every single river on the island and understanding, okay, if we stopped the flow of plastics from as many rivers as possible, well, maybe, you know, Bali would not be hit again by plastic waves. And so then a lot of work working with communities. The barrier is really just a symbol. We have teams every single day that come to clean them, and we retrieve the material into our sorting centers and sort into, as I mentioned, 30 different types of plastics. But then the real work happens with community. I think we've realized that, you know, in order to change perspectives of how rivers are treated, we need to work with people that live alongside them, with cultural leaders in Bali, priests, with the school systems and the students, and really try to change how rivers in Indonesia are the garbage cans.
Gary mengatakan, Bali adalah rumah bagi mereka selama 21 tahun. Melihat rumah mereka rusak oleh sampah plastik di pantai, sawah, dan sungai, membuat mereka untuk bertindak. Sekitar 16 tahun lalu, Bencejib bersaudara yang masih sangat muda membersihkan pantai lewat proyek Make a Change Bali yang kemudian berkembang menjadi Sungai Watch. Menurut Gary, fokus besar Sungai Watch kini beralih ke Pulau Jawa yang skalanya jauh lebih besar dan mungkin butuh waktu puluhan tahun.
So obviously we're French, you could probably hear now by the accent, but Bali has been home for 21 years and you know I think both Kelly and Sam and myself, we just love this our home so much. It's our adoptive home. You know, when you see your home being destroyed year after year, and I think back then, you know, it was the plastics that we were seeing on the beaches, in the rice fields, in the rivers that we needed to address. And so we've sort of devoted our lives for this. We started our work 16 years ago as little kids cleaning up the beach with a previous project called Make a Change Bali that has now become Sungai Watch. And yeah, it's a mission that we hope that we can carry out for many, many years to come. Now with a big focus transitioning onto Java, but Java, just the scale of the problem will probably take us, you know, decades to fix. But, you know, we're hopeful and we're going to try to do everything that it takes, whether it's running across the country or maybe in many other campaigns to come. We really hope that, you know, we can make a little dent at least to combating plastic pollution here in Indonesia.
Gary mengatakan, sebagai orang asing, mereka kadang dikritik oleh warga lokal. Namun menurutnya, kita semua berbagi satu planet. Plastik yang masuk ke laut berdampak pada seluruh dunia dan tidak ada yang memiliki lautan. Oleh karena itu, Gary dan tim Sungai Watch yang terdiri dari 170 staf penuh waktu dan semuanya adalah orang Indonesia, terus bekerja untuk membersihkan sungai-sungai. Dalam pekerjaannya, Sungai Watch kerap bekerja sama dengan para pemungut sampah yang jumlahnya sekitar 3,7 juta orang di Indonesia.
I think so, you know, every day, you know, when people see us and we're not from here, it's definitely something that we're aware of. You know, despite not being Indonesian, there's always a realization that we're just visitors coming here on foreign land. You know, some people have criticized us, but I think despite being visitors, we share one planet. Any plastics going into the ocean will impact the world's ocean, and nobody owns the ocean. So I think, you know, we all owe it for the future generations and the next to do what we can do at least within our lifetime. And, you know, we've built an incredible team of 170 warriors. They work, they're full-time staff, all Indonesian, and they're our true heroes, you know, from our patrol teams that will go and clean rivers, to our sorting teams, to our community leaders. You know, these are the people that we get to work with every day. And we're meeting so many incredible people along the road. These are from scavengers, waste pickers that have dedicated their lives as well, living on selling plastics. The ecosystem in Indonesia is quite huge, actually, when you come down to how many people are waste pickers. I think it's like 3.7 million people in Indonesia live on trash. And so, you know, these people need to be empowered, and we really can't do this alone.
Gary mengatakan, perjalanan Sungai Watch sangat organik dan tidak pernah direncanakan sejauh ini, termasuk proyek mereka yang telah lalu berlari dari Bali ke Jakarta sejauh 1.200 km dengan 25 km per harinya. Sepanjang perjalanan, Gary mengatakan mereka disambut baik oleh gubernur dan wali kota, serta berdiskusi mendalam soal tantangan pengelolaan sampah di setiap daerah. Kesimpulan utamanya, kata Gary, masalah pengelolaan sampah bukan hanya soal Bali, tapi seluruh Indonesia.
Yes, so almost 6 years, and because it has had so many organic chapters from 16 years or 17 years ago, starting Make a Change Bali to doing different expedition projects, just like this run, I think it's felt a little bit longer than 6 years. It's been so organic. Every single project is really just like, I think we never anticipated to do that, especially running on the main highway of Java, Jalan Pantura. It's not so pleasant, but I think, you know, it does take, there's this feeling of naivety doing the work that we do, in the sense that, like, you know, we're still young, we're still trying to push agenda forward, and we'll try to do everything that it takes. So, you know, whether we're jumping in dirty rivers, waist deep, there needs to be new ideas really to push the agenda forward. And I think that's why we launched our recent newest project of running physically from Bali to Jakarta, running 25 kilometers every single day to bring Bali's issue on waste to Indonesia's capital, to Indonesia's president. Our work in Bali, we've sort of set the baseline of how to clean rivers, how to create a system, how to engage, you know, multi-stakeholders from communities on the ground to high-level government. And our main goal is to really expand our work through Java. You know, Bali has a population of about 5 million people. On the other hand, Java is the most populated island in the world, 160 million people living in Java, and it's a whole other level. And I think so. I think we, you know, this has been an exploratory trip for us, really understanding the problem, meeting with different levels of government, but really understanding how the root cause begins and how can we properly, you know, make a change. And so obviously the goal is to get the attention of the president and end at his palace on the 24th of May in another 2 weeks. We're pushing for that, you know, to have a proper sit down with him. So far, you know, our reception along the run has been incredible. The fact that we're running engages governors, mayors. The doors have been, you know, open for us to really have incredible discussions on what is needed, what are the challenges in each region. But if there's one thing that we're learning is that, you know, waste management is a major issue, not just in Bali, but across Indonesia.
Ketika ditanyakan mengenai pendanaan Sungai Watch, Gary mengatakan bahwa sumber dana utama Sungai Watch adalah pendanaan dari perusahaan atau individu yang bersedia mensponsori satu barier dengan nama mereka. Kini ada juga kemitraan yang lebih besar untuk mendanai stasiun sortir.
So, over the last few years, our main sponsorship partnership package has been the barriers. And so individual companies, individuals can sponsor a set barrier with their name on it. And so that's what really has fueled, you know, the machine to hire so many people. You know, to date, we now have bigger partnerships that allow us to fund entire sorting stations across Indonesia. And funding and keep on paying like 170 salaries builds up. And I think it's something that we're always pushing to build the team, to continue growing the operation.
Arti Indonesia bagi Gary secara pribadi, Indonesia adalah rumah. Misi mereka adalah memastikan anak dan cucu mereka bisa menikmati rumah yang sama seperti yang mereka nikmati selama ini.
Well, I think Indonesia, you know, is home, and right now we're running along it, and we're really trying to ensure that, you know, our kids, our grandkids can enjoy the home that we were so honored and lucky to grow up in.
Ada sisi Bali yang berbeda dari yang terlihat di media sosial, kata Gary. Ada sisi gelap, tapi juga ada keindahan sejati yang terlihat dari senyum masyarakatnya. Oleh karena itu, Gary mengajak semua orang, termasuk turis, untuk turut bertindak demi melestarikan Pulau Bali untuk para generasi mendatang.
I think, you know, Bali in particular, even it's even more at home, and I think there's obviously a different version of paradise that you may see on social media. I mean, right now it's been a lot of obviously, you know, seeing the dark side of the Bali, but there's true beauty in it, and you can just see it by, you know, the people's smiles. But we need everybody, you know, to do something about it. So if you're visiting, you know, Bali next, understand that, you know, there's still a very beautiful side to it. There's still hope, but it's going to take all of us to really do something about it. Whether it's, you know, having that one conversation with the Balinese that you meet, or you yourself donating $1 to Sungai Watch. I think the beauty is that we can do this together and really preserve this incredible island for future generations.
Gary, thank you so much for your time, for speaking for SBS.
Thank you so much, Anne, for sharing our story. And we're so grateful to have this opportunity to share our story with SBS.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.